It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Tuesday morning. Marie Fredriksson, born on this day in 1958, a Swedish singer-songwriter with Roxette, who had more hits than you remember, more than likely. Big one, It Must Have Been Love, went to number one in 1990. But this one, The Look, also very popular. 75 million records sold worldwide for Roxette. Marie Fredriksson died in 2019 after a long battle with cancer. She was born on this day back in 1958. Joined by Sue Peschin at this point, president, CEO of the Alliance for Aging Research, a leading nonprofit organization dedicated to accelerating the pace of scientific discoveries and their application to improve the universal human experience on aging and health. You can find her on Twitter at Sue Peschin and agingresearch.org. Sue, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you taking some time with us today. What is the latest, and what should we be on the alert for in terms of research and treatment when it comes to Alzheimer's disease?
Yes, and thank you so much for having me and asking the question. Unfortunately, the federal agency that runs the Medicare program, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, has run a bit amok, and they have decided that FDA-approved treatments for Alzheimer's disease are now under their purview, and they can decide to ration the care. And they're subjecting the new Alzheimer's drugs to really a limited coverage paradigm that they created themselves. It wasn't something that was created by Congress, called coverage with evidence development. And basically, it means that they are refusing to cover the entire class of FDA-approved treatments, except when they're provided through very small clinical studies that beneficiaries are compelled to enter. And only a few of them are able to do so at major research universities in wealthier urban areas. So it really cuts off access for the majority of people on Medicare living with early Alzheimer's. And, that's just not acceptable.
Take a mini step back here. Tell us about current treatments available. For a long time, it seemed, at least, I'm a younger guy, that there wasn't a whole lot that could be done. What are the new treatments capable of, and what are the kind of the hopes that we've seen?
Absolutely. So a new class of therapies called monoclonal antibodies were created in development. And the first one was approved by the FDA a little over a year and a half ago. And CMS decided that they didn't want to cover the drugs. Now, these drugs are not cures. They provide some impact for disease modification to delay the progression of Alzheimer's disease. And it's in people in the earliest stages. So people with mild cognitive impairment or early stage dementia due to Alzheimer's. And slowing progression is a big deal in the earliest stages because it allows you to still have a sense of independence and perform activities of daily living. And the most recent drug that was approved was in January of this year, and it slowed progression of early Alzheimer's by 27% over an 18-month trial.
Okay, so why is there this hesitation to cover those sorts of treatments for people suffering from Alzheimer's?
Well, Medicare and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services see that there are a lot of people that have Alzheimer's disease, and this is an area where they can cut costs for the program. So they have started to apply this coverage policy called coverage with evidence development, and they've used it on medical devices primarily in the past. There's about 21 other cases where they've used it, and none of them have involved drugs. This is the first time they ever applied it to an on-label use of an FDA-approved drug. And it's really just a way to control costs. It's kind of like when you go to your doctor's office and your doctor has to get permission from your health insurance company before you can start something new, or you have to try an old drug before you can get the latest and greatest that might be better and have more effectiveness for you. It's just a way for them to control access and to control costs.
Sue Peschen is with us. Sue Peschen on Twitter, and agingresearch.org is the website. So what should we be asking for? What can our lawmakers be looking to do to correct this?
Yeah, I mean, we're asking folks to contact our members of Congress and the White House and tell them that they need to tell CMS to basically cover the cost of these drugs just like they do for all other FDA-approved therapies for all other conditions. You know, when it comes to cancer or ALS or arthritis, Medicare covers FDA-approved drugs. And they're starting to do this with Alzheimer's, but they're not apt to stop at Alzheimer's. This has opened a Pandora's box, and it's going to allow them to do it for future treatments for cancer and, you know, for other diseases that people experience and care deeply about and want their loved ones to have breakthrough therapies when they come along.
Sue Peschen, CEO, President of the Alliance for Aging Research, agingresearch.org. Sue, thanks so much for joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight and take control of your life again, then learn more about My Pure Health Solutions. You may be able to lose a couple of meds, drop your blood pressure, feel good again, just by dropping the weight you've been thinking about for so long. Steve lost more than 40 pounds 5 years ago. He swears by My Pure Health Solutions, and it's real food, too. Find out more today at GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/